A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 20. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to the whole house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota or a dot will pass from the law until it is accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Zachary Hoffman, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Gainesville, Georgia.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Our sermon text today is from Matthew chapter 5, verse 20. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. If you're listening to this radio program as a part of your morning devotions, then it's also not too long, I guess, until you might be thinking about dinner. And so I'm going to help you with that, with a tale of two steaks. Imagine that you are lucky enough to receive two separate invitations for steak dinners. And you're excited for both. So you eagerly await the first night where you're going to go over to a friend's house and enjoy a delicious dinner. You knock on the door is open for you, you come in, and you hear the sizzle of the steak on the grill, you smell the meat as it's being cooked, and then this beautiful T-bone is put on your plate. It even has a little garnish with it, and next to it is a baked potato and steamed vegetables, and it just looks incredible. So you know the dessert might also be coming, and because of that, there's no reason to waste any time. You pick up your fork and your knife, and you cut the steak. And as soon as you start to cut into it, you realize that the steak is really tough. And you put it in your mouth, you chew, and you smile, but this steak wasn't at all what you thought that it would be. In fact, it doesn't really measure up. The next night comes, however, and so it's time for the second steak dinner. Still, you look forward to it. You come, and it's the same thing. The door is open for you. You smell the steak. You look at it. It seems like a wonderful steak. And it's put on your plate, and you're ready to go again. You pick up your fork and your knife, and you cut up the steak, and you put it in your mouth, and it is tender and juicy. It is everything and more that a steak ought to be. Well, what's the difference? Salt. The difference is salt. It turns out that whenever you put kosher salt or sea salt into a steak and you press it in, it breaks down the proteins in the steak so that after a while, once you grill it, the steak is even more tender than it ever was before. And so Jesus says to you today that unless if your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. And that is you that he's talking to. That's your righteousness. And so as you hear this, you might even start to wonder how your righteousness stacks up. How does it stack up against, say, those who are purported big-time pastors and Christian authors of the day who give out advice like it's nothing? Or how about those eloquent Bible studies that tell you that all you need to do to live righteously is just obey a little bit more? Or the blogs and interviews and everything else that you hear in your world that tells you that to be a model of emotional, social, and financial stability, all you really need to do is these three steps. I suppose next to these, our righteousness would feel less like a T-bone that's set out on display in the butcher aisle of the grocery store and more like canned ham. But if that is you, then listen to what Jesus says today in Matthew chapter 5. He says, "Blessed are you who are poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is yours." If you know that you have nothing to offer to God, if you know that your own works don't stack up, then the kingdom of heaven is yours. And Jesus says that you are the salt, you are light of the world. And so it's Jesus who speaks to the crowds, these nondescript, passed over people. And so it is that he also speaks to us and declares as the Savior of the world that you are the salt and light of the world. And if you're a canned ham sitting on a grocery aisle forgotten and passed over, you know that it is nothing but grace when you're chosen by the Savior of the world. So how does your righteousness stack up to those scribes and Pharisees of our day? And what's the difference between your righteousness and theirs? Well, the difference is salt. You see, Christ has impressed his righteousness into you, and he has given you his Spirit. And in his Spirit, you cry for mercy, you love your neighbor, and you do all things to his glory. And all these things are done in righteousness. So the difference is salt. You might not have the sizzle of the Pharisees of our day, but you have the flavor of Christ. Amen.
We thank Pastor Zachary Hoffman for this meditation on God's Word.